has agreed a private equity sale, the nature of which encourages asset stripping and profiteering. This book puts forward an alternative perspective, one in which purpose sits at the centre of a business. That purpose can then become a force for good in the world. I believe that a heart-based alternative to the profit-focused approach can engage with all stakeholders in a way that leads to win-win situations where all of those stakeholders, not just the shareholders, have a place at the table. So what's wrong with the profit-centred business? Most businesses will not end up in such extreme circumstances as Tesco did in the mid-2010s. More about that in Chapter 5. But being purely profit-driven has an impact at numerous levels. Leaders, as a business leader, do you think that profit maximization alone will help you live a fulfilling life? There's only so much money you can spend in your lifetime, so surely there must be more to aim for than this. Employees, chasing profits provides even less satisfaction to employees than it does to its leaders. Many employees want to make a difference in the world, and a business with a meaningful purpose makes that possible. Millennial and Gen Z employees are far more discerning about who they work for than previous generations, posing a long-term existential threat to profit-centred businesses. Customers, there's no doubt that the profit-at-all-costs approach leads to environment.